Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for my beloved friend, Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Reb Tzedek HaKohen of Lublin. We are on Os Hei. V'afal pi she'ikur chiyuv kabbalas ha'machus shemayim b'kriyas shema, and even though the primary obligation of accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven is when you say Shema, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, that's not enough. Chiyuva, the obligation of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, Nimshach La'olam, continues forever at all times. And a person should see, Shafilu Rega Echad Lo Yozuz Mimenu Ha'ol, that even for one moment, this feeling of the yoke and the being subordinate to Hashem should never be removed from him. Ukemosha omrim, like we say in the vidui of the Al-Chayt, Shechatanu lefanecha befrikas ol, that for the sin we sinned before you by throwing off the yoke, that we forgot the yoke, even for one moment, that's already a sin. Ukemashakasav abal shem tov, alapasak ashrei adam lo yachshav lo Hashem avon. Like the Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk in Tehillim 32:2, fortunate is the man that not thinking about Hashem is for him a sin. That an Adam is a term for a person who is on a high level. And about him, David HaMelech says, Ashrei lo, fortunate is he that he reached the Madrega, that if one time he doesn't think of Hashem, he doesn't think of the presence of Hashem, lo avon, fortunate is the man who is in such a Madrega, the lo yachshov Hashem, that if he doesn't think about Hashem love, and it's already a sin for him. Wow, that's usually not our averus, right? His avera is that he's just not thinking about God for one minute. That's an avera. So fortunate is the man who's on that madrega that for him it's a sin because he's constantly aware and cognizant of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shel Arvis Zmana Kol Zman Hashchiva. And Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim at night, the time is all time that one is sleeping. It's the mitzvah that one is sleeping, one is lying down, literally. Because the mitzvah is until the dawn, like it says, b'shachpucha, as long as people are lying down, like the Gemara says. Shekol ha'layla, and the remez is, that all night, even when the person's intellect is not active, like we spoke about in the previous shir, sarach lios no se ba'ol, he has to be carrying the yoke of Hashem, of Ol Malchus Shemayim, of God's kingship, and he should not be drawn after his the world of imagination, which is one where one is normally drawn when he is asleep. Aval shel shachris rak b'tchilas hakima, but shel shachris this man is only at the beginning of kima uvikumecha, when you're involved in getting up, and therefore you only have the first 3 hours of the day to say shema. And the remez is that the ikar machshava, the primary thought of Ol Malchus Shemayim, is required at the beginning of the day, and automatically it is going to continue throughout the day. Ukemo ha-barocha v'tchilas ha-mitzvah, just like when, with regard to the blessing that one makes at the beginning before he does a mitzvah, in order to be miyachid kol ma'isav la-Hashem, like we spoke about in Oz Beis, that all of his actions should be for Hashem, sagi, that is enough to show his intention, al kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mitzvah that he does, l'shem shamayim, it's all already encapsulated in that original bracha, he said. Av shenem sheches zman ma, even though the mitzvah takes some time, but all he has to do is one bracha, like b'tikas chametz, like he brings in the Haran and Mimas Tzedek. B'tikas chametz, you could do b'tikas chametz on 4 houses. Baruch Hashem, I'm a zoche in my world of imagination to own 4 different houses on 1 block. Of course, I don't own any houses in any block, but in my imagination, I own 4 houses, so I say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. I make the bracha on Bedikas Chametz, and then I check all 4 houses based on that one bracha. So it could take, you know, the tzaddikim, they spend all night looking for their chametz. So in theory, I could spend all night, but it all is encapsulated, that entire mitzvah in one bracha. So to one Ol Malchus Shemayim in the morning, it covers him for the rest of the day. Because the accepting of the yoke is enough at the beginning of the action, And afterwards, the holiness of the action automatically continues, and we can reasonably assume that in his heart he is subordinate to Hashem, even thoroughly conscious and aware of that subordination. And after the holiness of the action, Mamshechus continues. Just like with regard to the law of Lishma, we know that when one writes a get, we should never need to be involved in any gets. But we should learn about it because it's important to know the halachas, even though it should never be the maisa. So and then one writes a get, so one should have a lishma that he thinks that it's l'shem gerushin for this man and for this woman. So it's enough to have a machshav at the very beginning, and that's enough. So afterwards it's stam a lishma. Kamosha diek, like the diuk of the Tanya in Perek Mem Aleph, that the ikar ka'achana lishma la'akev u'tchilas ha'limud, that the, you have to do your limud lishma has to be at the beginning. Hachanami, so too, lenin liyachid kol maisa v'lashem, biyom shu eis ha'maisa hu rak b'tchilas ha'maisa. The beginning, which is the time of action, so that's enough. In other words, when you say shema at the beginning of the day, that's enough for the whole day. It's enough, b'tchilas ha-maisim, then the whole day, all of his maisim are going to relate to that original Kabbal Sa'amachus Shemaim, because this is a declaration that you're accepting upon yourself the yoke, and it's to last the whole day. So that's uvikumecha, the whole day you're, that when I say when I'm awake, so it lasts the whole day. You can also be medayik in the pasuk. It says a night. Bishachbacha, that when you're the whole night that you're sleeping, zman hashchiv is all night. So you should v'dibarat abam. You should speak about kabbalas v'machus shemayim the entire time of shchiva. So that doesn't mean that all night long you're saying shema. It means that you say shema once and it lasts for the whole night. So when it comes to bishachbacha, so the whole night you're lying down. So you say it at the beginning of the night, and then it lasts the whole night that you're lying down. But bikumecha is only the beginning of the day. It's not the whole time. Bishachbacha is you're lying in bed the whole night. So you say it at the beginning of your lying, and it lasts the whole night because you're lying in bed the whole night. But when do you actually get up? You only get up once. So the getting up once, the saying it when you get up once, is enough for the whole day. So even though you're only getting up once, you're lying in bed the whole night. And the whole night you're lying down. And unlike this, is when you get up, both of them, it applies the whole time. Just b'shachbacha, you have to be lying the whole night in bed. But you're only getting up once. In both in cases, when you say the Shema, it lasts for that entire period. That's when you get up and you stand. But the rest of the day, you're not getting up, you're walking, you're sitting. It's not shaykh when you get up. It's when you're the worker sitting. And that is that on the Yom Maisa, on the day where the day is filled with pi'ilut, with action, where the seichel, where the intellect and the body are both active, the klalus, the general accepting of the ol machus shemayim at the beginning of the day is enough in order to set aside all of one's actions for Hashem. So, just to summarize what we learned in this piece, that the kabbalas machus shemayim in the morning that you say is for the whole day, at night for the whole night, and in the morning, even though you're only bekumecha at that one moment that you're getting up, but when you say Shema at that time, first thing in the morning, and you daven, so then that allows you, that lasts for the entire day. Hashem came the bishachbacha, that you're saying when you lie down, and but you have to be lying down the whole night. So at that dafka, when you say lying down, so I'm lying down the whole night. But when I get up, I'm only getting up once a day, and nevertheless, it's still the Kriya Shema I say then counts for the whole day, even when I'm walking around, even when I'm active, even when I'm sitting. Osvav. Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, the Seder of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim Shleima, says the Gemara, Amru, it says in Brachas 15a, a seder. What's the seder? The seder is, says the Gemara, if you want to be makabel amachus shemayim shlema, yifne, which literally means to, well, literally, but it means to, figuratively, to remove one's waste. The fanot means to remove, but here it's talking about removing the waste in one's body. You have to have a clean body when you say Shema. V'yitol yadav, you vash the hand, v'yaniach tefillin, and you lay the tefillin, v'yikra kriyat Shema, you read Shema, v'yispalil, and then you daven, and that's machul shemayim shlema. That's how Ayid starts his day. Yifne yitol yadav, v'yaniach tefillin, yikri Shema, v'yispalil. So let's start at the beginning. First of all, nifne. So besides the perish hapashit, that one should remove the one's body, one's the psoles, the impure materials that are found in one's body. Haperush also means to remove them from one's heart. Mikol galule taivos haolam olam hazeh. One should remove from himself, from his heart, from his desires, all of the illicit desires of this world, asher lo hamosaros, those luxuries, asher lo l'shem shemaim. So I said the word illicit, so I take that back, even if it's not certainly illicit, but even if it's not illicit, even if it's just tanugei olam hazeh, that people think, yeah, that's a normal thing that a person should want in this world, that's how most of our culture is living their life, to get as many of those as possible. But for us, no. If it's not necessary for your avodas Hashem, if it's not necessary for kiyum hamitzvahs, for your proper functioning, so then you pasha don't need it. Asher lo l'shem shemayim, it's not l'shem shemayim. So this is like the glolim, this is like the feces in our body that you have to get rid of. So to get rid of that feces of wanting a fifth car and a ninth house, etc. Like I said before, owning four houses, it's probably not necessary to own four houses. Although recently somebody was telling me about a friend who owns seven houses, this old couple, and they could barely get around, but they own seven houses. The husband could barely get around. They own seven houses, so they should live and be well. And I hope they give a lot of tzedakah, and they only do good things with it. And when their kids inherit it, they give tzedakah and they do good things. But in general, I don't think we need seven houses. I don't think we need four houses. I think one is more than enough. That's amazing. And two is to be mekayim lechem mishnah, but. But me'ever lezeh, we shouldn't look for the mosarot of this world. Okay, I said that I'm not going to go into giving mussar too much in this year or in the previous year. I'm just gonna try to stick to the text. V'notel yadav, and you should wash your hands. So besides the pshat, that it means purify your hands from all filth, take the natla, take the natil sinaim kli, and wash your hands. We can also talk about nikayon halev. This is the spiritual explanation, right? That's what chassidus is. Hasidus is taking everything physical and they're trying to find the deeper spiritual meaning to it, among other things. And that's based on what Shamati, that's what I heard usually when Rav Tzadok says Shamati, means from his Rebbe, the Heilige Yishbitzer. Shezeh remizas rechitzas raglayim. Whenever in the Torah you see the remez of rechitzas yadayim, like when the Kohanim wash their hands from the faucet in the Beis HaMikdash, or the washing of the hands of the Ziknei Ha'am, of the elders, by the Parsha of the Egla Arufa, that is a remez al siluk nigios, on the removal of one's personal interests. So in other words, you're trying to wash your hands of your negias, and we are filled with negias. So you want to be makabel machus shemayim? Wash your hands of any personal interests and biases. V'yesh lomar od remez, and we can possibly add an additional remez to netilas yadayim, al harechitza mimashikvar nitzlach lechu klei hamaisa meosam hatinofos yirchatzem b'mei hadas v'toher, on the washing, the spiritual washing, from what your klei hamaisa, that if you have done actions, yadayim symbolize actions. If you have done actions, chas v'shalom, a person has done actions, and he has been sullied, nislach lech, he has become dirty from these actions, he should wash his hands off, he should purify his actions, he should cleanse himself. May osam hatinofos, from that filth, from being nana from olam hazeh shalol l'shem shamayim, and doing other things that are not clean, then yirchitzeim, You should wash him off with this dirt, from this dirt, b'mei hada'as. In other words, by being involved in Torah, because Torah is nimsheles lemayim. Torah is metaphorically considered water, like the Rambam famously says about going to mikvah. Ramiz beish bedavar, the end of Hilchos Mikvos. Change from chavnei b'altar because she kevin shetav altar. V'apishon aschalish beguf odavar. Kav chavnei altar nafshim mitumis hanafash shein machshavas ha'oven. V'deos haros kevin chiskim liba lifrish mosin etzet vevi nafshim me'adas tar. So just like when you go to mikvah your tar, even though there's nothing new in your body, so too if you're mechavin your leiv, you can also purify yourself from your evil thoughts, your evil ideas, and you put yourself in the me'adas of Torah. The world will be filled with knowledge of God, like the waters fill the sea. So you purify yourself with the Meidas Vitaher, and that will purify you, because that's the purity of a person, that he you want to purify your Meisim. So you go into the Meidas of Torah, Vitaher, and you will be purified. We go further. Umeiniach Tefillin. You wear Tefillin. That shows that you are Makabel all Malchus Shamayim. Like we see in the Sefer Ye'arot Dvash, Shehu, in Chelek Beis, Jewish Beis, the Dvash says that the tefillin is a chosam shem shamayim. It is a signet ring, so to speak. It is a sign of the name of heaven, shenosei alav, that you are carrying upon you, kamo evet shenosei hanishka me'adono lo'oschi wa'adono, like an eved who carries on his body hanashka me'adono hachosem, this sign that an adon ties to his eved. It says in the Gemara in Gittin on page 43b, Amochor Abdul Anachri was mancha asalo nimuso yatzalchet. Somebody sells his slave to a Nachri. When the guy does to this Eved Nimuso, he goes Lechers. What's Nimuso? Nashka. Nashka is Shekosher Adon Be'avdo La'os Shehu Shalo. So when does he leave his original master? He leaves his master when the buyer of this Eved puts a Nashka, this Chosam, this sign of servitude to the new owner, that's when he's freed from his previous owner. And that's also the idea of tefillin, that this shows that's our nashka, that's our sign, or nashki, that's our sign it says in the Gemara Tana Rabbanan lava alav Mina Ovet Kochavim. If he borrowed money for this Eved from the Goy, in other words, he made a lien on this Eved in exchange for a loan to the Goy, when the Goy makes Nimuso, Yatza Lecherus. So he's already sold to the Goy, and now there's a Knas that he goes out Lecherus, the Jew can't have him back. So my nimuso nashki, it's a chosam, it's a simon shel avdus, shirugil and litlos l'avadim b'tzavar, they would tie for the avadim on their necks. That's what tefillin is. Tefillin is our sign of being God's servant. And al yado lo'os atzma lo'atzma, when you put the tefillin on your arm, that's a sign for yourself, because that's covered up by your sleeve. And when you put it on your head, which is more visible, ala rosh, la'os, l'chol ame ha'aretz. That's an os for all of the umas, all of the Gentiles. Kishma demora ale, that the name of the master of the world is on you, and you have the yoke of God's malchus. So how awesome is that? Next, v'koyre kriya shema, and you read the shema, kabbalas al malchus shemaim v'ol taro mitzvah mispala. And when you read shema, that's mamish kabbalas al malchus shemaim in parashat shema, and all Torah and mitzvahs, the yoke of Torah and mitzvahs that we say in the parashah of Hayim Shema, Umispalel. So in Pashtus, mispalel means that you ask for your needs, but be'emes, that's also gamze mechlal, that's also included in Malchus Shamayim, because now you are standing opposite God in God's presence. K'moshidiku tosis yedalet amid beis, like Tosis was medayik in 14b from this Gemara, the ikar kriyashma v'tfila shaychi b'tfilin, and the ikar of kriyashma and tfila is shaych and tfilin. So in tfila, a person's makabel upon himself malchus shemayim even more than, in other words, when you're makabel al malchus shemayim, when you say shema and shemen esrei, you should be wearing your tefillin. That's what it means. So, as I understand it. So by tefillah, when you daven, so you should, just like when you're wearing shema, you should be wearing tefillin, which is your sign of a servitude to Hashem. So too, when you're davening, you're making a sign of servitude to Hashem. Ki kriya shema eino lenoch Hashem yizbarach. Kriya shema is not you're talking to God. It's belashon nistar. Hashem Elokeinu. Mashen kein tefillah, you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you. It's Lashon Nochach, Kedepiresh Rashi. Like Rashi explains, Brachos 25a, Shetzaruchu Laharos is Atzmok Omid Lifnei HaMelech V'Lamud Be'ema. You have to show yourself that you're standing before the king and you're standing with awe. So how awesome is that? Very awesome. V'shleimus ha-machus shemayim she'elenoch Hashem yisbarach. The complete machus shemayim is that you're facing God. Like as is famous, that the difference between shema and shmonesre is that shema is Hashem talking to you, and shmonesre is that you're talking to Hashem. So when you daven shmonesre, there's this feeling of nochuchus, that you're standing before Hashem and you're talking to Him. V'achar kol ha-achanos ha-elu oz mispalel. And after all of these hachanos, after all of these preparations, then a person comes to a madrega to be a mispalel Haraui Nochach Pnei Hashem. Then he is a proper davener before God. And now we are Zoche to be an Os Zayin. Or, as some would have it, Ot Zayin. Says Moreinu V'Rabbeinu HaKohen HaGadol MiLublin. Zman Kriya Shema Tole B'Zman Achila B'Mishnah B'Reish Brachos V'Shem B'Breis Omud Beis. This is the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. This is Machlokas Tanoim. And the Tanoim made their Shita dependent on the time of eating. That changes each person according to his minag, as we see in the Mishnah, the beginning of Brachas, and the Brais and Amud Beis. There's a machlokas over there, where it says, when do you start saying Shema? When the Kohanim go and to eat their Truma? When the Ani goes in to eat his Pas B'melach? When people go and to eat their Pas B'Arvei Shabbosos? Etc., etc., etc. So it's so interesting that in all of these cases, we're talking about where he is eating. We're relating Shema to eating. What is the connection, asks Rabbeinu Tzadok, from between Shema and eating? So the connection is, Ki achilahu kiyum hachayim. Because achila is kiyum hachayim laguf v'lanefesh. Mikoach motza pi Hashem. Hamechayez halechem. So we know that God, man does not live on bread alone, as the verse says, but on the word of God, and as the Arizal Plaid puts it in so many chassidish's firm quote, that the word of God, the Dvar Hashem is in the food, giving the food its sustenance, and thereby giving you the sustenance. So, ki achilu ki yom hachayim v'kach kabalos ol malchus shemayim. Because eating is the existence of life, and so too the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. K'mo she'achilas adam ha'boker u'v'erev. Kach kabalos ol malchus shemayim. Just like you eat by morning and by night. Kach kabalos ol malchus shemayim. So you also have to be makabal ol malchus shemayim. Says in the pasuk, "Bein arabaim tochlu basar, u'baboker tizbu ulechem." So in the evening you are eating meat, and in the morning you are satiated by the bread. So in the morning you eat for satiation, and in the night you eat. So to kabbalas malchus shemayim. So to kabbalas malchus shemayim b'kriya shema. In the morning you need to do it in the boker. Boker is milashon bikoret, which is to be able to be critical, be able to see. Like you have an animal, bikur arbi yamim, before you bring the carbon, it requires bikur, examination, for 4 days. That's bikur cholen. You're examining the cholen. So it's examining, seeing what the cholen needs. So that's boker. You need to do Kabbalah Shemayim in the Boker, where there's examination, where there's Behirus, where there's clarity of knowledge, and the soul is more full. That's the Sviya of the morning. So you have to be Makabal in the morning and at night, when there's not such clarity and the soul isn't so satiated. So that is the idea of being Makabal Malchus Shemayim in the morning and in the evening. And now he goes through the different shittas. The first, the beginning of the Sefer, as we mentioned in the previous shir, is explaining the first four daphim of Maseches Brachos, which is just amazing because there's so many fascinating agadatas, you know, gots to get you into learning Shas. So the first few pages, you know, it's not exactly, you know, sugyas in Yeyush and in Kinyanim and in Chazakis and in Sveikis and in Sveik Sveikis. But it's a lot of agadatas draws you in, and then you say, oh, the first four pages are so gishmak, I got to go through the whole Shas. So hopefully it'll be like that. In any event, back to our business here. So there are those that learn in the Gemara, there's an opinion that says when an ani, misha ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach, when an ani enters in order to eat his bread with salt. So what does that mean? Also, Kriyashma's Mirami is on an ani bidas, on a man who is impoverished in his intellect, in his knowledge. She'ein lo neh, he doesn't have a candle to light at his meal, as Rashi there says. So this is a remez to somebody who doesn't have the light of das, lahare nesichlo, to shine the eye of his intellect. U'memaheh ba'achila pishuta, and he quickly eats a simple eating. Lecho pito b'melach, to eat his bread with salt, as the Gemara says. And it's the remez is there's a maila kabbalas machul shemaim bipshitus. He only is makabal machul shemaim in a simple way. He's an ani bedas. He doesn't have so much seichel. He doesn't have so much light in his seichel. And he eats an achila pshuta. He eats simply. And that's the kabbalas machul shemaim bipshitus. And that is, as Rabbeinu writes elsewhere, she'enu makabel gedulos, ela mistapik b'mashim misnaik if you wrote in Hashem Yisbaruch b'pshitus halachas shebetorah. That's what he writes, I believe, in the Krit Tzadik and Vayikra at the end, in Oz Dalet, as it's quoted here in the footnote of the Ni'imos HaTzedek, that he is not looking for grandiose ways of serving God, but rather he's mistapek, he suffices with just being mekayim mitzvos in a very pashut way. He's mekayim halachos in a pashut way. So that's one opinion. One opinion is that you're mekabel al machus shemayim like an ani. An ani is an ani bedas, and he eats a simple meal, which means he serves God in a simple way. So too, kabbal samachus shemayim bepshitus, like an ani. You know, kabbal samachus shemayim without the maharals and without the Likutei Torahs and the Torah Ors and all the Tifazachin. A Pashit Makah Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. I think this year is supposed to be in English, so I'll translate. And all of those deep matters. Okay. V'chad man de'alma de'basa rov b'nei adam. And there's another Tana there that says the time for the night Kriyas Shema is the time of Achila de'basar rov b'nei adam. It's established following the time that most people go in to eat their chulin, their regular food. So this is a time that's later than when the aniyim come in to eat, who don't have a light. They don't have a candle in the house, so they got to eat quickly before it gets too dark. That's the aniyim. And these guys are eating a little bit later, but before this man achilas kohanim. Gam kein enam tzrichim tara. The gam kein enam tzrichim tara. They don't need purity for achilas chulin because they're eating unsanctified food. So they can eat before it says HaKochavim. And this sheet is Merames on somebody who has Das, but he doesn't have the Shlemus HaDas of the Kohanim. That they have higher levels. Rak Mesinus Ksas. Ad Sheyiyya Ner Hashem Nishmasad Meiris Einei Sichlam. So you don't need such great Tara, they're reading Chulin. Rak Mesinus Ksas, just a little bit of tarrying, a little bit of waiting, until the light of God, which is the soul of man, as the verse says in the the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 27, Me'ir einei sechlam, when it shines in the eyes of their intellect. So this is a higher madrega that they eat. They wait a little bit. They let the soul shine, and then they eat. And the remez is that that's how they're makabel al machus shemayim, with a little bit more light than the ani. So that's opinion number two. Next opinion, l'chad man de'amar, another man de'amar says that this man kriya shema nights starts when kibalele Shabbos, like on Friday night, when people come in to eat their bread on Friday night, because then memarim l'suda shakol muchan, they hardly eat their meal because everything is prepared. While it's still day, as Rashi then says. So too, there are people who can come all Shemaim immediately at night. And it's enough. V'day l'kriya Shema shel Arvis ha'achana shem mibe'od yom. And it's enough for them in order to reach Kriya Shema of Arvis, the preparation they do while it's still day. By the maisim that they do when it is still daytime. And they don't need any other hachana. So we said, according to the previous opinion, they need a little bit, rak mesinus ktsas. They need to sit a little bit with the or aner, and they let the and then that shines, and then they can say Shema mi makavo machus shemai. The Belele Shabbos opinion says that you don't need that, because you've already done your preparations during the day, just like your Shabbos meal is prepared during the day. V'halacha kikerhanim shehim abatlanim, and the kfiyas halacha, like the psak of the Rif and Aleph Amid Beis, is which is Rabbeinu says in Tachanas Hashavan and Otz Tetzvav, ha'ahilach ha'roilis nagas ha'namalad, that's the path that's fitting for the action of a person in this world, is v'makam v'al shemayim ba'arvis kikerhanim, like the Kohanim will go and eat their Truma. In other words, after they became Tamei, and they were Tovel themselves, and the sun set, because of the Kedusha Truma, the Hachana of the Maisa Hayom is not enough for the eating, but rather, they have to wait until Seitako Chavim, until the stars appear. And the remez is, on the Madrega of a person, who is on the level that's called Kohanim, Shema Batlanim, like it says, Asara Batlanim, people who are just sitting all day in shul, that's the Asara Batlanim, like the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayis, Megillah 1:3, Shein Lem Malacha Latzorche Atzibur Rakir Torah Vashked Al Bez Knesset. They have no Malacha. They just take care of communal needs, they read the Torah, and they sit in Shtaig in shul. So these are the Batlanim. So the Kohanim are on Drega, the Batlanim, which is the higher level of Avodas Hashem. And Shehim Batlanim Mikol and Yanei Olam Hazeh. They are, why are they called Batlanim? Batlanim doesn't sound so complimentary. The answer is no, they're misbatel, they're nullifying themselves, they're wasting, for so to speak, their time from all matters of this world. Shein Lem Ela Esek HaTorah, that all they have in this world is Esek HaTorah. So that's the Kohanim, that's the higher level. They need to wait until Tzeisek Kochavim, until they're completely pure, after having gone to the mikveh and purified themselves, so they could eat the truma. K'mashkas v'ramam, sof hilchot shmita v'yovel, sof hilchot shmita v'yovel. Like the Rambam writes, at the end of hilchot shmita v'yovel, as is well known, that it's not only Shevet Levi, but any man in the entire world whose spirit moves him, and his intellect comprehends to separate himself from, to stand before God, to serve him, to know God. He goes straight as God made him. He throws from upon himself the yoke of the many cheshbonos, many different ideas that people have. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this deal. I'm going to go there. I'm going to meet this person. They're not interested in anything. They're just serving God. Such a person's Kodesh Kadashim. So that's the level. That's the level we're supposed to read Kriya Shema, the level of the Kohanim eating their truma. The Kohanim symbolize the holiest people in Klal Yisrael. V'chein shamati bazen. So I heard in this, like we mentioned, that when he says shamati, usually means from his Rebbe, the Heilige Ishbitzer, that the kviyus of Zmani Kriya Shema is lefi asagasim b'kedusha, according to their perception of kedusha, v'achilasam kodesh l'ashem. And the physical eating of these people who separated themselves from this world, these people who are called Kohanim, is special kodesh set aside for Hashem. And therefore, svitzrichim tahara. And therefore they need such an achila that makes them especially pure, that they have to be especially pure in order to do this achila. V'kach l'kriya shema, and so too when it comes to kriya shema, nifneh v'notel yadav. First he should, like we said, nifneh, that he should cleanse himself of all of the gilule taivis ha'olam hazeh, v'hainu ha'motaros asher lo l'shem shamayim. He should make sure that he remove himself from all of the impure things he does in this world that are not for the sake of God. And notel yadav, he should also clean his hands, like we spoke about before, that the idea of netilas yadayim is siluk hanegios, removing his personal interest, his biases, like I wrote earlier in the parish of Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. So that's talking about in the morning, but at night also you have to read Kriya Shema with purity. So the purity in the morning is symbolized by the Nifneh V'Notel Yadav, and at night it's Mishasha Kohanim Nechatz Melech Obetruma. So you're reading on the level of the Tara of the Holy Kohanim. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to reach Oschess, and B'siyata D'shmaya, God should give us life and health and all the financial means and everything we need in this world. And we'll be zocha, please God, to continue B'simcha V'tuv Levav, I hope in good health for everybody. And I thank you so much for listening and joining. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.